Order.
Who leaked the Kitteridge report? Because, frankly, Mr. Speaker, we still do not know.
Opposition leader David Shearer leading a snap debate on the resignation of Revenue Minister Peter Dunn.
A minister resigned last week, and we don't know why yet, sir. And the stakes for John Key are very high, and we need to get to the truth of the matter.
And the truth, according to the Prime Minister, lay in the email exchange between Mr. Dunn and Dominion Post journalist Andrea Vance.
There's a simple way of clearing this up. Apparently Mr. Peters has got the emails. Maybe you could give them to Mr. Shearer.
Mr. Key pursued the same line when questioned by Winston Peters.
Well, Mr. Peters knows because he's got all the emails, remember? He can read them.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Mr. Speaker, why are you allowing the Prime Minister to behave like that?
Order.
David Shearer, meanwhile, accused John Key of having an ulterior motive for not exposing Peter Dunn to the risk of having to resign from Parliament.
John Key needs Peter Dunn to prop him up. Peter Dunn has the casting vote that put Mighty River Power, Meridian and Genesis on the block. John Key needs Peter Dunn to pass the Sky City deal. That sleazy deal, sir. Because all he needs is one vote, and that's coming, sir, from Peter Dunn.
Mr. Shearer wound up with a direct appeal to the Prime Minister.
We need to know the truth, and I am tired of John Key standing up and ignoring what he needs to face up to.
Mr. Key did stand up, but only to leave the chamber, delegating the government's defence to his deputy, Bill English.
Why doesn't Winston Peters give the Labor Party the emails so that David Shearer then knows what happened? And, Mr. Peters might take the opportunity to table them when he speaks in this debate.
But Winston Peters was more interested in recalling Mr. Key's promise to get to the bottom of the matter.
Now he's condemned by his own words. Now he can parachute out of the bottom of a snake and still have some room. It looks like John Key never had any intention to find out what really happened. There was no public servant, alas, to carry the can like they did over NovaPay. Three ministers responsible? Oh no, they found a civil servant. And the meat shipments left on the wharf in China? Any minister being called account? No.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters speaking in a snap debate on the resignation of Revenue Minister Peter Dunn, whose name also came up in question time, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Greens co-leader Matidia Turei asked Stephen Joyce what Mr. Dunn's situation, along with that of John Banks, who's currently before the courts, meant for the government's Sky City Convention Centre deal.
And is he concerned that the future of this whole deal relies on two MPs who are teetering on the edge of political oblivion?
Honourable Stephen Joyce, in as much as he's responsible.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I think the point the member sort of seeks to raise is that, yes, are we dependent on Parliament? And the answer is yes. Governments are always dependent on Parliament in terms of passing legislation, so I don't think this is anything new.
Ms. Today wanted to know if the taxpayer would foot the bill if the deal fell through.
Will Sky City get compensation if his government fails to get the numbers to pass this dirty deal?
Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr. Speaker, I have no idea what dirty deal the member's referring to.
Later, during the urgent debate on Mr. Dunn's resignation, Ms. Today continued her line of attack.
How low will John Key stoop to keep this little government cobbled together? Because that is what we're seeing happening with this scandal around Peter Dunn. John Key, desperate to cling on to power and keeping people inside his tent, despite the serious concerns about their integrity.
Also speaking in the debate was Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
Can I say at the outset of my comments that I've known Peter Dunn for the better part of almost 50 years, and I know him to be an honourable person, and I accept that when he says that he had an inexplicable moment or moments in his life that have led to this, that he does so from a genuine perspective. Mr. Speaker, it gives me no particular pleasure to speak in this debate.
Mr. Brownlee wasn't keen for Mr. Dunn's email trail to be exposed.
Then the rules for operation in this House and the long-held desire by all members to keep private communications between them as elected members and constituents and other people who come with information is long gone.
Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, speaking in an urgent debate on the ministerial resignation of Peter Dunn.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.